Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Word today that wrestling icon Hulk Hogan has died. The legend of the World Wrestling Federation, now known as the WWE, rose to fame in the 1980s, stacking up wrestling wins as one of the superstar wrestlers with his towering physique and signature bleach blonde hair. ABC's Diane Macedo has more.
Hulk Hogan has a complicated legacy. He was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame in 2005. But then removed in 2015 after a scandal over racist comments while he was being secretly recorded. Hulk Hogan was 71 years old. WWE says they're saddened to learn of his passing and extending their condolences to Hogan's family, friends, and fans.
The Hulk threw his support behind Donald Trump and J.D. Vance at last summer's Republican National Convention.
And at the end of the day, with our leader up there, my hero.
Hulk Hogan was 71. This is ABC News.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The body of a woman missing in La Crosse on Sunday was found Wednesday. La Crosse police said that the body of 22-year-old Elliot Hines was found in the Mississippi River near Brownsville, Minnesota. The Houston County Sheriff's Office contacted the La Crosse Police Department at 10:28 Wednesday morning. In a statement, the La Crosse Police Department offered condolences to the woman's family and said that they are awaiting an autopsy report while they investigate the death. Hines had last been seen Sunday morning. A Cooley Region bowling alley is being sold. According to a post on Facebook Wednesday, Nordic Lanes in Westby will be sold next month. The current owner of Nordic Lanes thanked customers for 13 years of supporting his business. Future plans for the 46-year-old building are unknown. The final Friday night fish fry will be August 15th. A farewell party is scheduled for August 16th from 3 until 7 p.m., which the public is welcome to attend. Nordic Lanes is located on Highway 14 on the northwest side of Westby. A bipartisan bill is up in Congress from two Wisconsin representatives. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican Representative Tony Weed from the 8th Congressional District introduced a bipartisan bill to honor veterans who participated in Operation InSweep with the Vietnam Service Medal. Participants in Operation InSweep, a mission to clear dangerous mines in North Vietnam after the war, are currently ineligible for this service medal because their service took place after the United States had officially withdrawn from Vietnam in January of 1973. The bill is inspired by retired Navy Commander Michael Cosgrove of Sturgeon Bay, who spent 5 months in and out of North Vietnamese waters and received virtually no credit for the work. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
The bill wouldn't be up for consideration until after Congress takes its fall break. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now from your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers coming home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, a good West Coast trip for the Brewers, winning five of their six games. Yesterday, 17 hits in a 10-2 victory over the Mariners. Bryce Terang went 3 out of 5 with 3 runs batted in. Manager Pat Murphy.
Terang, you know, responded with some hits, a lot of good performances. Ortiz, really good play, good defense, relentless, kind of stayed with it, scored in a bunch of different innings. That's what it takes.
The Brewers at home tomorrow night against the Marlins. NFL, the Packers training camp underway. The players getting their first look at their new state-of-the-art locker room.
Oh, man, I was amazed. Obviously, we, you know, knew all throughout OTAs that they've been building this new locker room and putting a lot of work into it. This is completely different than, obviously, the locker room we were in before, and it's very cool. So very high-tech. You know, everything's very nice in here. So we're definitely blessed to be in here.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly sunny through the afternoon, humid, and maybe a storm. Highs in the mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight, areas of fog late, lows upper 60s. And again, mid-80s tomorrow, a little more sunshine. Rain chances return this weekend. Currently at 75 degrees.
Matt Nair on Air.
Corrine Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Corrine, about the need for childcare in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I've been trying to learn sheepshead for 40 years. My father-in-law is still a card counter, knows what everybody has. It is so easy to go, oh gosh, I still don't know who the partner is. And is that a trump card or is it not? And so I'm still asking myself all these questions while they're busy taking all of my nickels. The one thing that got me where they allow me to play is getting the app. For all the technology that's out there, that is one of the positive notes.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jay Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, free ticket Friday, a four-pack of tickets up for grabs for the hottest team in baseball. And Dan Schaefer is going to help us recombobulate. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to the Eagle, WLCX. Lacrosse is home for Matt Nair on Air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome back. Phil Edner's on the line with us, the veteran war correspondent based in Kyiv, Ukraine. He's the host of the podcast On the Edge. He's got a YouTube video blog as well, Philip Edner, P-H-I-L-I-P-I-T-T-N-E-R, over on YouTube, and Edner Philip on Blue Sky and on X. Phil, welcome back. Before we dig into, you know, how Ukraine is doing in the face of the Russian assault, I'm wondering, what's the deal with these stories about people protesting Zelensky?
It's very dense and very complicated. So I'm going to have to speak in some kind of broad strokes here. Mm-hmm. What happened earlier this week on Tuesday was that Zelensky's party, Servant of the People, in conjunction with some smaller parties in the Rada, the parliament here, forced through in an extraordinarily unusual manner and rapidly pushed through this bill, which takes two independent anti-corruption units, one called, and I always forget the acronym for it, SAPO, the Specialized Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office, and NABU, which is the National Anti-Corruption Bureau of Ukraine. These are two independent bodies that were investigating corruption. And what the bill did that was forced through so abruptly and to everybody's surprise brought them back under the control of Zelensky's cabinet, basically the general prosecutor. I mean, we remember, you know, part of this was the whole Biden thing with the general prosecutor getting fired because Biden insisted and the international community insisted, because centralized anti-corruption is oftentimes been abused in this country.
It's kind of like
you look long enough into the abyss and the abyss looks back into you. Right. It's often used as it becomes corrupted itself. That's why they had this separation. And what happened was it got forced through, sent to the president's office, signed all basically in one day, which never happens here. Never. It takes weeks, if not months, to get a bill through the RADA. They argue about stuff all the time. So people just were furious and they took to the streets. This is not why we stood up in Maidan in 2014. This is not why our boys are dying on the front line to defend democracy against an autocratic system. And it was a very ad hoc thing. People were genuinely angry. They took to the streets that Tuesday night. It was peaceful, nonviolent, no arrests. But they did it right in front of Zelensky's offices. I mean, they were right there. And then subsequently on Wednesday, more people came out onto the streets, not just in Kyiv, but around the country. And now today we are starting to hear from Zelensky that he's heard the voices of the people, and it's very likely that this bill is going to be reversed.
Oh, that's good news.
But it's peaceful and it's democratic. Yeah. If that had happened in Moscow, Tom, if that had happened in Moscow, you know what would have happened?
The machine
gun. A bunch of vans. The vans would have pulled up within 10 minutes. Guys in riot gear with batons would have been out cracking heads.
Yeah.
Despite the fact of what people like Charlie Kirk are saying or Marjorie Taylor Greene are saying, this is democracy in action. This is the right of the people for peaceful assembly. And if that isn't democracy, I don't know what is.
Well said, Phil. Well said. Well, we'll keep an eye on it. It's fascinating stuff. So
it is important.
Yeah, yeah. Trump apparently is still delaying the military aid to Ukraine. Even the last time we talked, he had said, oh, yeah, we'll get that stuff over there right away. Apparently nothing has been shipped. Is this more BS coming out of Trump?
I think it is more BS, Tom. I think he is doing what he always does. He procrastinates and he obstructs and he, you know, he'll say one thing and in the end actually do another. He said a whole bunch of new refurbished Bradleys were supposed to be coming here, bought with European money. Goodness knows when we'll ever see that. We did get apparently some kits did arrive that will allow the Ukrainians to move forward with their F-16s. It's kind of a mobile mechanized unit to repair and maintain and upkeep these F-16s, because of course wear and tear is terrible. And so if you can get a unit closer to the front lines that will support your F-16s, you can use your F-16s at larger distance. That did arrive here today, or this week apparently. But yeah, I mean, Trump is talking a lot, but we're not really seeing it as far as I'm aware.
Yeah, that's very, very unfortunate.
It's typical of him.
How is the war going? And the last time we talked, Kyiv itself was under assault. Well, how's that going?
Well, I think this is part of the reason why the protests happened this week, frankly, Tom, because people are exhausted and their tempers are very thin, worn thin, and nobody's sleeping. And, you know, we get attacked nearly every night. Now, we had a couple of quiet nights last night and the night before. I don't want to jinx things. But, you know, people are tired and they're really, you know, they're short tempered. And I think that's part of the reason for the protests. The war on the front lines is not going great, not terrible. I spoke this week. We were blessed enough to have on as a guest this week the great British journalist Luke Harding from The Guardian, who is hands down one of the best journalists in this region, not just during this war, but for decades.
And
I've known Luke for quite some time, and he's a great guy, and it's a good conversation. He had just been to the front. He said you can't get anywhere near the actual what's called the zero line, where the actual point of contact is, because there are swarms of drones all over the place, and so it makes this kind of buffer zone between the armed forces. But the Russians continue to do these like wave swarm attacks. They are gaining ground at an enormous cost to their own armed forces, but they're inching forward. They're not getting close to some of these fortress cities, which will cost them even more. You know, and the likelihood that they get to, say, the Dnieper River or one of the river cities, or they cross over at a city called Kherson, which they're trying to do to get to Odessa. Not going to happen, certainly not this year, and probably not for any time in the foreseeable future. They've got a lot of territory and a lot of defenses that the Russians will have to go through to get to the strategic goals that they need to gain.
So the 50 days that Donald Trump gave Putin, which is now down to in the neighborhood of 40, is not going to be the panacea that we feared it might be.
Well, I don't even know what the 50 days deadline really
that's
is.
Right. Yeah,
I
mean, Trump talks.
It's just.
And it's meaningless.
Yeah, again.
Taco.
Yeah.
Yeah, Trump always chickens.
Taco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, keep safe, my friend, and thanks for the updates.
I'll be here for you next week, you know?
Yep.
God willing.
Yeah, there you go. God willing. The great Phil Edner. Check out his YouTube video, blog.
Check out this week's one. It's a good one. Luke Harding is a fantastic guy.
There you go. On the Edge is the title of the podcast. Phil, again, thank you so much.
Anytime.
Yeah, great talking. It's 14 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Stick around. We'll be right back. Trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. This stuff really works. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. And if it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better, longer, with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Joe Thomas grew up in Brookfield, Wisconsin, and had Hall of Fame football careers with the Badgers and Cleveland Browns. So what's his passion now? Well, join us Tuesday when Joe Thomas sits down with Brady Ewing and me for a special on-location show from Six Springs Farm, the home to Hall of Fame beef. Catching up with Joe Thomas Tuesday. You're not going to want to miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Check. Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Hey, let's be honest. Most of us are tired, stressed, and dealing with some kind of pain. And what do? We power through, because the last thing we want is another prescription. And let's face it, nothing in the medicine cabinet ever actually works. That's why I'm so glad I found CB Distillery. Their CBD products are helping so many people, myself included, sleep better, feel more relaxed, and ease everyday pain. And the best part? It's all made with premium quality natural ingredients. They have a full range of solutions for stress, sleep, pain after exercise, even CBD for pets. Their Soothing Relief Balm is a huge customer favorite, and so are their sleep products. That's what I use, their sleep gummies, and they work. So if you're tired of being tired and stressed or just want to feel better in your body, check out CBD from CB Distillery. And right now you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Visit CB Distillery, and when you check out, use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's cbdistillery.com, and the promo code is TOM, T-H-O-M. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations, but to get your 25% off, go to cbdistillery.com and use that promo code TOM, T-H-O-M.
The crown came down in silence, not a shot or scream was heard. No breaking news, no marching boots, just a line buried in a word. Three branches turned to tinder, and the match was struck with stealth, while billionaires bought silence, and democracy was shelved. This is the final checkmate. King stands all alone. No court, no law, no balance left. Just marble turned to stone. They sold the soul of justice for a tax cut and a throne. This is the final checkmate, and the tyrant's taken home. Judges cry.
We're back 21 minutes past the hour. AM New York's coverage. This is, a New York reporting, I believe it's a channel, a TV channel. And they are reporting on ICE intimidating the press. And this has drawn the response of the Freedom of the Press Foundation, the FPF. On June 26th, AM New York reported on federal agents using intimidation tactics inside 290 Broadway as photojournalists were documenting ICE detainments. The report detailed threats made against media members observing agents arresting immigrants. Agents also photographed reporters. City issued press credentials and sought to prohibit photographers from accessing public areas. This is just, naked intimidation by these ICE agents. And two masked agents surrounded an AM New York reporter and took a mocking selfie before laughing to themselves. In response, the Freedom of the Press Foundation, this is, an attempt to intimidate you. We know who you are, buddy. You can't see us because we got masks on our face. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Freedom of the Press Foundation was founded in 2012. And also the National Press Photographers Association and the Society of Professional Journalists, they're all pushing back on this, saying, wait a minute, this is wrong. This is just wrong. And I'm with them. Meanwhile, speaking of wrong, a guy in Texas has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against a California doctor for mailing abortion pills to his girlfriend. His name is Jerry Rodriguez. His girlfriend is currently pregnant again, and he filed this lawsuit to prevent her from having another abortion, in addition to seeking $75,000 in damages from California physician Remy Kotaw, claiming that the doctor is guilty of felony murder and assisting a self-managed abortion in Texas is an act of murder. That's what the lawsuit says. The lead lawyer in this case is a guy named Jonathan Mitchell, who is the architect of Texas's bounty hunter law and one of the country's most aggressive anti-abortion legal activists, according to Jessica Valenti, writing over at jessica.substack.com, abortion every day, Substack newsletter. She writes, this isn't Mitchell's first rodeo. He's represented at least three other men who've sued over women's abortions, including Marcus Silva, who sued his ex-wife's friends for helping her get abortion pills. That case was eventually dropped, but not before it came out that Silva tried to use the lawsuit to blackmail his ex into having sex with him. Since then, Mitchell and other anti-abortion activists, she writes, have been cozying up to men's rights groups, abortion recovery ministries, and crisis pregnancy centers on the lookout for more angry men eager to sue. A 2024 survey, she writes, from the National Domestic Violence Hotline found that hundreds of abuse survivors said that their partners threatened to sue them or call the cops if they had an abortion. In other words, these bans are emboldening the worst kind of controlling asses, these men who are just, beyond the pale in their desperate need to control women. Meanwhile, along those lines, Hulk Hogan just died at the age of 71, and Charlie Kirk has come out and said, well, now toxic femininity is going to rule America now that Hulk Hogan is dead. Yeah, I'm so worried. Aren't you? I mean, you know, it's going to be a terrible time. Amazing. All righty. Billy in Wimberley, Texas. Hey, Billy, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I was just listening to that guy talking about if he were John Brown, he'd have shot that guy.
The MAGA guy. Yeah.
MAGA guy. And I've watched the liberals progress from a kid sticking a daisy into a National Guard soldier's muzzle of his rifle to the Black Lives Matter people chanting, pigs in a blanket fry them like bacon. And it's just got more violent and violent and violent on the left as it's gone on. And then all this peace, love, and goodwill.
Billy, you do realize that well over 90% of all the politically inspired murders in the United States over the last two decades were committed by right-wingers. You can look that up. It's an FBI statistic.
Well, I don't know if I believe that, Tom.
The guy who shot up all those people in Vegas, he was a right-winger. The guy who killed all those Hispanic people in El Paso, he was a right-winger. The guy who killed all those people, black people in the church in Buffalo, he was a right-winger. The guy who shot all those Jews in the temple in Pittsburgh, he was a right-winger. Tell me who's the left-winger who's killing people?
There's a black police captain that was shot in the back of the head in Minneapolis.
Yeah, years ago.
By one of your peaceful protesters.
Well, who's hopefully in jail right now, Billy, but I'm telling you, this is not a big problem on the left. That guy who called, he said, he should have been shot. I pushed back on it. I said, no, you're not going to do that. Billy, you're not going to convince anybody that political violence in this country is coming out of the left. It just ain't happening.
Playing protest songs, you've got people in there, saying that they want to overthrow the government on your side.
Name one.
They're shooting at ICE officers.
Yeah. Billy, good try. I'm out of time, Billy. I'm sorry.
You're listening
good try.
To the Tom Hartman program. Call 202-808-9925.
That dog ain't gonna hunt. We'll be back 27 minutes past the hour.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Something interesting is happening within the meat markets. When we take a look at beef and pork demand, it is high, but that does not mean we are in the clear for the meat industry. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and Jeff Swenson, the DACAT Meat and Livestock Specialist, is here to explain why even though our domestic demand is high, we still need those export markets to continue turning profits.
And then we need to remember the type of products that we do export. So when we look at exporting the lower value items that U.S. customers tend to shy away from, so we export a lot of tongue and short plate and liver when it comes to beef and what we'd call entrails or intestine when it comes to pork. It would be difficult to make Americans change their eating habits to eat more of that. So we really look for export markets to add value to our livestock by exporting what we would call lower priced items into those markets.
Swenson says that with the uncertainty of tariffs still looming over the heads of those in the meat industry, it is going to be a waiting game to see if we can continue these exports into foreign countries. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at those midday markets right after this.
This is the sound of corn pests wreaking havoc on your crops. This is the sound of a channel field protected by Bayer's trait technology. With the RNAi technology of SmartStax Pro, the all-in corn rootworm fighter, and VT4 Pro, Bayer's widest spectrum of defense, you can stay one step ahead of ever-changing pest pressure. Find the right corn trait for your fields at channel.com/corn traits. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Blaine's Farm and Fleet, the original, authentic, still family-owned since 1955. And thanks to Monarch Media Design, the experts at Monarch can do everything from vinyl graphics to full trailer wraps, serving Madison since 2000. Monarch specializes in vehicle wraps and graphics. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Instagram.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's see how the markets are moving midday this Thursday. A slight mix from Chicago with cash corn up 2 cents at $4.50, and new crop corn up 1¾ cents at $4.19¼. Cash soybeans are down 3¾ cents at $10.02, with new crop soybeans down 0½ cents at $10.22¼. September wheat contracts are down 4 cents at $5.36½. Class 3 milk for August is up 7 cents at $17.17 a hundredweight, and September contracts are up a penny at $17.40 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly sunny through the afternoon, humid and maybe a storm. Highs in the mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight, areas of fog late, lows upper 60s, and again mid-80s tomorrow, a little more sunshine. Rain chances return this weekend. Right now it's 76.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. This is all too familiar to me. In fact, it happened a couple of weeks ago on vacation. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. So what do? Well, you can tough it out, get sick and take time off work. You can hope the doctor will see you this month. Or you can wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine. I just match my symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed medications for you to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see your doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. And I can get you $45 off. Just go to urgentcarekit.com/Tom and use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, when you check out. This promo code Tom at urgentcarekit.com/Tom.
They slip in with a memo.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour and picking up your calls here. Kenyatta in Los Angeles. Hey, Kenyatta, what's on your mind today?
Well, you know I'm the eccentric dissident, among other names that I'm called, but I just want to...
I was plugging your newsletter yesterday. I don't know if you heard it, but I was telling people to check it out.
Thank you, sir, but I just want to, in deference and reverence to a previous call, I want to give a shout-out to all hillbillies. So... having said that, I intended to call you and make a comment of intellectual weight and social gravitas, which I try to do most of the time. But you see, you threw me a hand grenade, Tom, and I'm a little ashamed at you in South Park.
Okay.
Because you needn't make fun of Mr. Trump's frosted, or Smitty, as I call him, little frosted mini wheat member.
Uh-huh.
Because the only ones who really know are Melania, himself, Vladimir Putin, and Viktor Orban. They're the only ones that know.
So, Stormy and Karen.
You're way out of line, dude. You're way out of line. I'm sorry. With all respect, Sensei.
All right.
That was long. Anyway.
We did black it out, you know. People, I did not show it to people. In fact, South Park had put little eyes on his penis, and it had a little mouth that was talking. It was real weird.
I was watching Free Speech at the time. I saw it, but let me know seriously. Okay, so you remember in 2016, Trump talked about how big his hands were.
Yeah.
When he ran for
president. In response to Marco Rubio, by the way.
Right, little Marco.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's my quandary. We'll go with the little frosted mini wheat member. Okay, let's just assume that, you know, we all are in concurrence on that. But this is what I want to know. Are his hands bigger than his love for us as Americans? Or is his love bigger? That's what I
want. We have breaking news here at Civic Media. We are here to report Governor Tony Evers will not seek a third term. Civic Media's Savannah Tome Olson with more.
Well, he's made it official. Governor Tony Evers is stepping aside after two terms in office.
For 5 decades, my family has sacrificed to give me the gift of service. They're my world, and I owe it to them to focus on doing all the things we enjoy and love doing together. It's why, Wisconsin, I'm announcing that I will not be running for a third term.
Evers built his political brand on education. A former teacher, principal, and state superintendent of schools, he's often called the education governor. He made headlines in 2023 by using that creative partial veto to extend school funding increases for the next 400 years. Evers' time in office marked a clear contrast with his Republican predecessor, Scott Walker, whose signature policy curbed union rights for public employees, especially teachers. And Evers' election in 2018 marked a shift in state politics. Since he took office, there have often been power struggles between Evers and Republicans leading the legislature. Under his tenure, though, Democrats helped secure a liberal majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That led to new legislative maps, which are expected to again shift the balance of power in the legislature in 2026. A Marquette Law School poll last month found 55% of Wisconsin voters did not want Evers to run again, even though 48% still said they approve of the job he's doing. Now, Evers' exit sets the stage for a competitive Democratic primary, and so far that field is wide open. On the Republican side, two candidates are in so far, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and Business Executive Bill Berrien. Governor Evers will remain in office through January 2027. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
This is a developing story here on the Civic Media Network, so you want to stay tuned throughout your broadcast day to hear updates as they unfold here on Civic Media. For Civic Media, I'm Luke Mathers. We now return you to our regular scheduled The Tom Hartman Program.
Many of us kind of were exposed to, as they say, back during his hearings. But I think that the Supreme Court, number one, you've got a couple of billionaires. I mean, Harlan Crow, bought Clarence Thomas's mother's house and several other houses, apparently, or at least one other house on the block to kind of clean up the neighborhood for her. He paid to put Clarence Thomas's adopted son or sort of adopted son, nephew, through school. He took them on literally million-dollar vacations or vacations worth millions all around the world on his yachts, him and Ginny. There was another billionaire, too, that was in tight with Clarence Thomas. Other billionaires have funded trips for Sam Alito. Apparently, some of the other guys before them were in on this. John Roberts' wife has taken $10 million from big law firms. So, they're on the take.
So it's multiple people in that case as far as the support.
And then, of course, you got Leonard Leo and his whole system that just lavishes, praise and parties and stuff like that on the Supreme Court justices, or at least the right wing ones.
And the reason why I asked is because some of their rulings are just so obviously corrupt. It's just, they don't even have any shame in it.
That's right.
It's like, what you going to do about it? And so that's why I say, is it somebody that controls them, that they have tapes on them also? But maybe it's just as simple as you say, it's just as simple as...
I think that they agree with the billionaires that the world works better under feudalism than it does under democratic socialism, which is what we have. I mean, let's be honest. The American system is a democratic socialist system and has been since the 1930s because of Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, food stamps. All that stuff is socialism. And they just don't want that. They want to go back to hard capitalism, the pre-1930 hard capitalism that brought us the Republican Great Depression. They want to go back to feudalism. They want to go back to the days of kings, basically, and theocrats.
You think they're successful?
I think they've had considerable success over the last 40 years. I mean, this is the essence of the Reagan Revolution. And they have chopped away at an awful lot of that socialism that we had. And now they're going after science, of course, in school, public education, and all these other things. So, I think that they've had some considerable success. So, I don't think they're going to win in the end, though. I think the American people want democratic socialism.
Great. And that's what I'm hoping. I know we're at crunch time now, but I don't think Trump is going to make it. I really think he's going to be. I think they're going to have to get a spine, because if they don't, I know you were talking to Phil Edner. You know that the transportation secretary of Russia, committed suicide a couple hours after meeting with Putin. So, that's where Trump hasn't gotten there yet. But I think if he gets over this hump of this pedophile stuff, I think we will start seeing people commit suicide and fall out the window. I really do.
Well, that's the next step. I mean, you know, that's Orban has done it a little more gently. He hasn't, to the best of my knowledge, killed anybody, but he has certainly exiled people out of the country and he's stripped people of their wealth, and you know, which is where Putin started. So
these people should know this. These people, these Republicans, because they'll be the first in line.
They always think they're immune. They always do. You know, hey, I'm rich, I'm immune, blah, 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 blah. There's going to be some real surprises coming. CC, I got to move along, but thanks for the call. Good points all. Jim in Tampa. Hey, Jim, Florida, listening to WMNF. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind today?
Well, hello, Tom. Long time no talk to, but everybody's been missing the point about they had a thing on Epstein. Mm-hmm. And a couple of programs have had him on. And it shows in 2020 a clip of him. They're saying, you know, have you partied with, not in so many words, but have you partied with Trump? Yes, I have. Have you partied with Trump with people under 18 years of age? He hesitates and looks around and says,
yeah, I played that clip here just 30 minutes ago.
Oh,
or maybe it was an hour ago. No, I forget.
Everybody's missing it. And there's another thing. I saw a clip on the internet, and I just found this on YouTube. I can give your guy the URL to it. Trump is in Pennsylvania, and he says, we'd like to thank Elon because Elon knows those computers, knows those vote counting computers, and we didn't know what was going on, but we won by a landslide. He admitted that Elon was in that thing.
I know. I'm not sure that he admitted it. I think he might have been trolling. Well, but either case, it deserves a thorough investigation.
Yeah.
And there has not been one.
And you think that's going to happen, Tom?
Well, I think it could happen if the Democrats take back control of the House of Representatives and enough of us yell and scream at our Democratic members.
Well, now we got another thing with everybody in the red states that they're deciding whose vote's going to count.
Yeah, I know. Especially in the blue cities and the red states.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. It's 46 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where smart people get their news. We'll be right back. I'm not into chasing trends, but I am all about stuff that fits right, feels good, and actually lasts. I've been shopping at Quince for some time now. In fact, my favorite sweater is an all-cotton and cashmere sweater that just is so comfortable. And it looks great. That's why I keep coming back to Quince. Their lightweight layers and high-quality staples have become my everyday essentials. That's what I love about Quince. They're working directly with top artisans and cutting out the middlemen. Quince gives you luxury pieces without the markups. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. So stick to the staples that last with elevated essentials from Quince. Go to quince.com/Tom for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, QUINCE.com/Tom, THOM, to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Tom.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In February of 2024, Governor Tony Evers signed new maps for the Wisconsin State Legislature into law, putting an end to one of the most extreme partisan gerrymanders anywhere in the country. While that was a momentous achievement for democracy in the state, that wasn't the end of the story. Since then, for more than a year, Fair Maps advocates and pro-democracy activists have been looking to take the next step and propose a new plan for independent redistricting in Wisconsin that would be here for the long haul. It's a compelling, well-constructed plan that would take the job of drawing maps away from the politicians who run for office on those very maps. In this new feature story, I take a closer look inside this citizen-led grassroots effort as it goes from the idea phase to being presented to the public. Because we absolutely need a long-term solution for redistricting reform in Wisconsin so we don't end up seeing either political party gerrymander Wisconsin's maps ever again.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%, 25%, or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect, you just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Matt and Air on Air.
Corrine Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Corrine, about the need for child care in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, there's a new deodorant for men that actually works. I mean, this is not the conventional stuff that just kind of covers up odors. Mando is powered by mandelic acid. This has been clinically proven to work all day long, and it stops odors before they start. It's safe for any place on your body. It's a science-based formula. It's pH optimized. It's hypoallergenic, skin safe for your sensitive parts. You can use it all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. This stuff works, and they've got some great smells, great scents. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. I can tell you from personal experience, this stuff works. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, when you check out to get 20% off site-wide. With a clueless grin, said, do I gotta follow laws again? Welcome back, 52 like minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Marilyn in Chicago. Hey, Marilyn, what's on your mind today?
Hi, how you doing today, Tom? Great talking to you always.
Thank you.
You're just wonderful to listen. I tell everyone about you.
Thank you.
You know, one of the biggest problems I have is just how bad that, you know, Democrats, in my opinion, are at messaging. When you think about, do you know, like the Republicans that I know, I mean, they actually can believe that stuff, that the January 6th people were heroes and patrons, the election was stolen, there is no climate change, immigrants commit most of the crime in this country. It's very sad.
Yeah, those are all lies, and they're all believed by Republicans, and it's really kind of pathetic.
Yeah. And, you know,
apparently, I mean, from what we heard from Billy, you know, Democrats like to kill police. Apparently, he doesn't remember that three police officers died as a result of January 6th. and exactly. that most of the political violence is caused by liberals? Really? Really?
Yeah. Well, wasn't it something like 140 or 170 officers were just injured that day? You know what I mean? Yeah.
Well, they were hospitalized, 143 of them.
Yeah, right. And, you know, they just seem to forget that part.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's, again, you know, when that Christy Noem runs those ads everywhere about how immigrants are rapists and murderers and killers. And I see it on, you know, CBS, WGN in Chicago, ABC. It really drives me nuts that why are we not running ads, you know, saying.
Well, they have unlimited government money to pay for the ads.
Yeah, well, we need to get some, I guess. But regarding, I just want to make a comment about the big, beautiful bill.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, of course, I think we should start calling it the big, bad bill. That's what we should always
I call it the big, ugly bill, yeah.
Or the big, yeah, but if we want to keep with the bees, you know.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when you think about that, you know, it just enshrines those terrible tax cuts for the rich, you know, Medicaid cuts is going to force millions off their health care. I mean, we could go on to clean energy. I think once it starts taking effect and people really see how terrible it is, we need to call it the big blamable bill.
Well, the problem is most of it doesn't take effect until after the 26 elections.
Exactly. This is how brilliant he is. He did that on purpose because he knew people would be upset about it.
Yeah, well, it wasn't him.
So
it was Mike Johnson. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, Mike Johnson is such a deplorable person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just makes me nuts that, you know, Hakeem Jeffries, you know, thinks Mondami of New York is too left-wing, so he doesn't really want to endorse him. But Mike Johnson just endorses everything Trump says.
Yeah, yeah.
It's absolutely stunning to me.
Yeah, Hakeem needs to grow a spine.
He really does, because I think Mondami's great.
I do, too.
I'm
waiting for the other shoe to drop. But there hasn't been one. So, you know, apparently he's genuinely a good guy. Marilyn, I got to move along, but thank you for the call.
You.
And spot on. Good talking to you, Stefan in Mentor, Ohio. Hey, Stefan, what's up?
Hello.
Hey.
I was just going to mention that anything. Referring to Trump's irate and his posts, you know, of what describing how former President Obama and Joe Biden are traitors and treasoners, he is actually speaking about himself. So if you were to just take President Obama, and you put Trump in there, that would be accurate.
Well, this is a very popular meme, Stefan, is that when Trump makes accusations, he's actually making confessions.
Yes, indeed. So, yes, he's actually confessing because he knows not. He knows reality, and he knows what he's saying. But the only thing that he's adding to that is President Obama is a traitor and a treasoner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what he's doing.
I think he's still, I was there at the correspondence dinner and somebody has posted about this over Democratic Underground and I completely agree. Louise and I were there. We sat, I don't know, 50 feet away from Donald Trump and watched him just, you know, with steam coming out of his ears practically. As Barack Obama just peeled the skin off him. I mean, just peeled the bark off this guy, making fun of him. And I think that his entire life, ever since that moment, has been revenge against that black man who humiliated him. I don't think he'd ever been humiliated by a black person before. And he still is incapable of dealing with it. Stefan, I got to run, but thanks for the call. Good one. We'll be back on the other side of the break. The Abrego Garcia scandal is ripening. I'll bring you up to date on that.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After a judge sentenced Brian Koberger to four consecutive life sentences, questions remain about the motive in the murders of four University of Idaho students. Police have since released a trove of documents from their investigation. ABC's Alex Stone is in Boise.
While they don't know a motive in this, and they don't know why these four were targeted, investigators have told us since a gag order has been lifted in the last 24 hours or so, when they've really been able to speak after the sentencing, that they do believe that they were targeted, but they don't know why they were targeted.
A meeting taking place today between Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche and Jeffrey Epstein's ex-girlfriend and co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell. It's taking place in Tallahassee, Florida, where she's in prison. The Trump administration is facing increasing pressure to release the full files in the Epstein case. Fans of World Wrestling Entertainment legend Hulk Hogan are mourning his death. Police in Clearwater responded to calls of a cardiac arrest today. This is ABC News.